Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is for when you are considering taking on new work. You want to look at the whole iceberg, not just the obvious visible stuff, but whatever hours of preparation, administration, or travel will be needed. That way, you can make wiser decisions. Today's tip, like another this week, comes from Amantha Ember's new book, TimeWise. This book looks at various smart strategies for getting more done and feeling better about it. In the book, Amantha tells a story about taking on a project to improve an MBA program. It all sounded very exciting until she found herself in a four-hour meeting in a windowless room, looking forward to many more such meetings. She had been focused on the shiny outcome, but of course, that is not the only part of any task. Amantha cites an observation from John Zaretsky, an author and former design partner at Google Ventures, that we often give what he calls an iceberg yes. We say yes because we are only seeing part of the iceberg. As they warn people on ships, icebergs aren't just the visible part of the ice above the water. Below the surface, there may be hundreds of feet of ice, which can famously wreak havoc on a ship if you are not aware of it. So it goes with many projects. Going to an event isn't just the event itself. There's the preparation, the travel, the logistics that might be necessary for you to travel. Serving on a committee isn't just putting the committee on your resume most of the time. You will be meeting with people again and again, maybe during times when you would have preferred to do something else. Picture yourself on a lovely summer night while some friends have gone out to dinner, and you are sitting in a stuffy meeting room, arguing over a small change to an award's rules. How do you feel about it now? When I put it that way, it sounds like people might never say yes to anything, but of course that's not true. I choose to sing in various concerts, even though performing requires hours of rehearsal time, because I enjoy the rehearsals for the most part too. There might be work projects that are exciting enough that you relish the meetings. Or if nothing else, you can make sure you are compensated appropriately. Speaking rates, for instance, don't just reflect the hour somebody is on stage. They reflect the time necessary to prepare a speech, travel to the venue, travel home, and so forth. When you consider the whole iceberg, you can make wiser decisions about how to spend your time. You won't bite off more than you can chew. You won't feel resentful about unexpected work, because it won't be unexpected. Now, to be sure, you can't always tell what the iceberg will look like, but you can do your due diligence. If you are considering adding something new to your life, speak to people who are already doing it. Ask about the time commitment. Ask about what prep work and administrative work is involved. If it's unclear, make an estimate, but know this: it probably won't be nothing. It is almost never nothing. You want to go into new commitments with your eyes open. In TimeWise, Amantha Ember writes that she wound up having to resign from the MBA committee after sinking time into it without even getting to the shiny part. So look at the whole iceberg. You will be far less likely to wind up sinking your schedule in what was an avoidable accident. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.